On today's joyful feast of the Epiphany, we ponder the experience of these mysterious visitors from the East, the Magi. These visitors have been called the wise men, or the three kings, among Amantas. And for centuries, they have fascinated us, and they have shown us the way of wisdom, the way that leads to Jesus Christ, who is God made man. It happens that just last week, we lost one of the church's great wise men, Pope Benedict XVI. His funeral was on Thursday. We could consider Pope Benedict one of the Magi of our times. He was elected to the papacy in April of 2005, and the World Youth Day that year, 2005, was held in Cologne, Germany. So, by the providence of God, Pope Benedict's very first apostolic mission as Pope was to his own home country, to Germany. It became a pilgrimage to the famous Cologne Cathedral, which is traditionally believed to be the resting place of the Magi. There's a big reliquary there that's, they say, contains the bones of the Magi. So Pope Benedict, from the very start of his papacy, pointed us toward the journey of the Magi. And now that he himself has completed his own earthly pilgrimage, we can still learn much wisdom from him on the Feast of Epiphany. So today, we are invited to be Magi. We're invited to be the wise men, the wise women of our times. Those Magi from the Gospel I just read were the first of the Gentiles to find the Lord, but they were not the last. They're the beginning of a great pilgrimage that continues in every generation. In every age, wise men still seek the Lord. How can we be included among them? How can we be wise? And how can we put that wisdom into practice? It's not the way of the world. The wisdom of the world is to build ourselves up, to put ourselves first, to establish our reputation and our power base, and to cling to our money and our possessions and to gather more and more of them. That's the wisdom of the world. But the Magi teach us some surprising alternative lessons that they themselves learned in their pilgrimage. So let's reflect on them and follow them for a moment. The very first words we hear from the Magi express their purpose, their sense of what they are supposed to be doing. They have come to Jerusalem, they've been guided by the star, and they are seeking the newborn King of the Jews. And they say, "We have come to worship him. We have come to worship him." They know, and this is something we must all know, that we are not the center of our own lives. We're responsible for ourselves, but life is not all about us. Life is meant for more. It's meant to move in a direction. It's meant to move to God. We are called to seek and to find, and the one that we seek is the one we have come to worship. We have come to worship him. We are made for, we are created for the worship of God, for adoration of God. And if we're not doing that, or not striving to do that, well, something's missing, something's wrong. If we worship anything else, if we worship ourselves, our own will, our own projects, our own agenda, we are not wise. We're very foolish, and we're not moving forward. We're stuck in ourselves, which is a tragic condition to be in. So the Magi tell us from the very beginning, get moving, and get moving toward God. Now, they show us that in order to make progress, we have to be willing to be guided. We can take the miraculous star as a symbol of faith. Faith. Faith and everything that supports the journey of faith is what gives us light in the darkness. Sometimes our lives are dark. Sometimes the world seems very dark. And sometimes people will refuse the light of faith. Yes, that's a common problem. Not everyone is willing to follow the star. But we, at least, must not reject what gives us light. And faith gives us light. Now, when the Magi arrive in Jerusalem, it seems that they could no longer see the star. Maybe it was daytime. I don't know. Maybe it was a cloudy day. Maybe the lights of the city obscured the star. But they don't give up their search, because that's a lesson for us as well. Faith is not the only source of wisdom. It's the best source of wisdom, but it's not the only source. We also have reason. We can discover truth if we apply ourselves, if we search using our own minds. And Pope Benedict was a very strong advocate for the right use of reason in conjunction with faith. In the case of the Magi, since they were looking for a king, and the star was not visible, at least for a moment, they went to King Herod. They probably thought the newborn king of the Jews would be the son of the king of the Jews. And Herod was a king, so that would be a reasonable thing to do. It was reasonable to go to Herod. Now Herod, with the help of his consultants, tells them that, first of all, Herod knows it's not his own son. He doesn't even want a son to replace him. Herod wants to remain king forever. So he's not interested in a newborn king of the Jews, but he finds out from the scholars, the scribes, that the one that they're really looking for is the Christ, the Messiah. And the prophecy found in the scriptures, which is another source of light for us, the prophecy says he is to be born not in Jerusalem, but in Bethlehem. It's very striking that Herod, King Herod, who is not a seeker, who is not a wise man, he's not even a good man, who has no intention of worshiping the Messiah, nevertheless is an accurate source of information for the Magi. They gain wisdom from him, and they go on their way. And this tells us not to scorn truth or light or reason simply because we dislike the source. If something is true, it's true, and we should welcome the truth. Now, let's go back to the Magi. The star reappears and shows the Magi the rest of the way to the manger, to the scene in Bethlehem. And it says here that they were overjoyed when they saw the star. It's a great joy to have the light of faith. They arrive at Bethlehem, and to their great surprise, they discover that the one whom they have been seeking is poor. Very poor. Now, I'd like to read at this point some words from Pope Benedict XVI, who, when he was at the World Youth Day in 2005 in Cologne, he spoke about the Magi, he spoke about the discovery of the Magi and the effect that it had on them. So just let me read a few lines from Pope Benedict in honor of him, since he just passed away. Here's what he says. The new king to whom they now paid homage was quite unlike what they were expecting. In this way, they had to learn that God is not as we usually imagine him to be. This was where their inner journey began. It started at the very moment when they knelt down before this child and recognized him as the promised king. But they still had to assimilate these joyful gestures internally. They had to change their ideas about power, about God, and about man. And in so doing, they also had to change themselves. Now they were able to see that God's power is not like that of the powerful, of the world, of this world. God's ways are not as we imagine them or as we might wish them to be. God does not enter into competition with earthly powers in this world. He does not marshal his divisions alongside other divisions. God did not send 12 legions of angels to assist Jesus in the Garden of Olives. He contrasts the noisy and ostentatious power of this world with the defenseless power of love, which succumbs to death on the cross and dies ever anew throughout history. Yet it is this same love which constitutes the new divine intervention that opposes injustice and ushers in the kingdom of God. God is different. This is what they now come to realize, and it means that they themselves must now become different. They must learn God's ways. So some wisdom from Pope Benedict XVI. He tells us, as the Magi themselves tell us, that to meet the Lord and to bow down in worship before the Lord changes us. Doesn't change God. It changes us. And this is symbolized in the journey of the Magi after they find the Lord and they return home. The scripture tells us they departed for their country by another way. There is another way for us. It's the way of faith and reason. It's the way of humility and love and sacrifice. And when we follow this way, we become wise. We become magi. And when we have divine wisdom, we become light for others. We become stars. The star's mission is to point out where Jesus is. That's our mission. Point to Jesus. Make him known. When we follow the light of the world, we become light for the world. These are some of the great lessons of Epiphany.